Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, Nachum Ish Gamzu had a practice to say, no matter what happened to him, Gamzu Latova, this too is for the best. The Gemara relates the famous incident in which Nachum Ish Gamzu was sent with a gift to the Caesar on the Jews' behalf because he was accustomed to experiencing miracles. While staying at an inn, the locals stole the contents of the chest, filling it with dirt. The Caesar was furious, accusing the Jews of mocking him, and as Nachum was being taken to be killed, he said, Gamzu Latova. Eliyahu appeared as a Roman official and suggested that this might be the miraculous dirt with which Avram defeated the four kings, which became swords and arrows when thrown. They tested it and found it to be so and used it to conquer a city. They offered Nachum to fill his chest with whatever he wanted from the Caesar's treasures, and he filled it with gold and left. When he stopped again by the inn, they asked him why he was rewarded, and he said that he brought what he had left the inn with. They brought some of their dirt to Caesar, but when it was found to be ordinary dirt, they were executed. Pointed to the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis taught that the Dor HaFlug, the generation of the dispersion, has no share in Olam Haba. Rabbi Shila's yeshiva explained that they sinned by saying, Nivna Migdal Benala Rekia, let us build a tower and ascend to the sky, and we'll strike with hatchets so water will flow, guaranteeing themselves a water source. They laughed at this interpretation in Eretz Yisrael, for if so, they should have built the tower on a mountaintop, not a valley. Rabbi Yirmiyah says there were three groups with different goals in building a tower, and each was punished accordingly. One group intended to live at the top of the tower, and they were dispersed around the world. Another intended the tower for waging war against people, and they became apes, ruchos, shadim, and lilin. The third group intended the tower for avodah zorah, and Hashem confused their languages so they could not understand each other. Rabbi Yochanan said that a third of the tower was burned, a third was swallowed into the ground, and a third remains. Rav says, Avir Migdal Meshacheach, the airspace above the tower causes forgetfulness even nowadays. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that the people of Sodom do not have a share in Olam Haba. A Braisa teaches that Sodom grew arrogant from the great wealth HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on them until they said, Lama lanu ovri drachim, why do we need travelers who come only to deplete our money? Come, let us cause the concept of wayfaring to be forgotten from our land. They would kill wealthy travelers by pushing a wall onto them, or rob them by placing fragrant substances with their valuables so they could discover them later. Numerous examples and stories are related about the corrupt justice system of Sodom. Sodom had a bed for guests, and the guest's legs would either be cut off or stretched to fit him to the bed. If a person came to them, each person would give him a dinar with his name written on it, but no one would sell him bread. When the pauper eventually died of hunger, each would come reclaim his coin. One maiden was caught secretly providing bread to the poor, and they smeared her in honey and placed her on a wall top until she was devoured by bees. So once again, the three points are, number one, Nachum Ish Gamzu had a practice to say, no matter what happened to him, Gamzu Atoba, this too is for the best. The Gemara relates the famous incident in which Nachum Ish Gamzu was sent with a gift to the Caesar on the Jews' behalf because he was accustomed to experiencing miracles. While staying at an inn, the locals stole the contents of the chest, filling it with dirt. The Caesar was furious, accusing the Jews of mocking him, and as Nachum was being taken to be killed, he said, Gamzu Atoba. Eliyahu appeared as a Roman official and suggested that this might be the miraculous dirt with which Avram defeated the four kings, which became swords and arrows when thrown. They tested it and found it to be so and used it to conquer a city. They offered Nachum to fill his chest with whatever he wanted from the Caesar's treasures, and he filled it with gold and left. When he stopped again by the inn, they asked him why he was rewarded, and he said that he brought what he had left the inn with. They brought some of their dirt to Caesar, but when it was found to be ordinary dirt, they were executed. Pointed to the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis taught that the Dor HaFlug, the generation of the dispersion, has no share in Olam Haba. Rabbi Shila's yeshiva explained that they sinned by saying, Nivna Migdal Benala Rekia, let us build a tower and ascend to the sky, and we'll strike with hatchets so water will flow, guaranteeing themselves a water source. They laughed at this interpretation in Eretz Yisrael, for if so, they should have built the tower on a mountaintop, not a valley. Rabbi Yirmiyah says there were three groups with different goals in building a tower, and each was punished accordingly. One group intended to live at the top of the tower, and they were dispersed around the world. Another intended the tower for waging war against people, and they became apes, ruchos, shadim, and lilin. The third group intended the tower for avodah zorah, and Hashem confused their languages so they could not understand each other. Rabbi Yochanan said that a third of the tower was burned, a third was swallowed into the ground, and a third remains. Rav says, Avir Migdal Meshacheach, the airspace above the tower causes forgetfulness even nowadays. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that the people of Sodom do not have a share in Olam Haba. Our Braisa teaches that Sodom grew arrogant from the great wealth HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on them until they said, Lama lanu ovri drachim, why do we need travelers who come only to deplete our money? Bovin neshachach toras regomar atzenu. Come let us cause the concept of wayfaring to be forgotten from our land. They would kill wealthy travelers by pushing a wall onto them, or rob them by placing fragrant substances with their valuables so they could discover them later. Numerous examples and stories are related about the corrupt justice system of Sodom. Sodom had a bed for guests, and the guest's legs would either be cut off or stretched to fit him to the bed. If a person came to them, each person would give him a dinar with his name written on it, but no one would sell him bread. When the pauper eventually died of hunger, each would come reclaim his coin. One maiden was caught secretly providing bread to the poor, and they smeared her in honey and placed her on a wall top until she was devoured by bees. All right, so now we got a siman daf kuftes, and this siman was suggested to us by Yaakov Leder from Nofai Alon, Jacob Selesny from Herzliya, and by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. They all suggested that kuftes is a hatsala kit. So here goes. The Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion to help a guest at a local inn who was horrified to find that his legs had been cut off while lying in a mita stone. Once again, slow motion. The Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit. Hatzala kit? That must be more on daf. Kuftes. The Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which reminds the Gemara relates about Nachum Ish Gamzu and his miraculous dirt, with which Avram defeated the four kings, which became swords and arrows when thrown. So the Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion, which reminds us, we learn about the Dor HaFlaga. Rabbi Yirmiyah says there were three groups with different goals in building the tower, and each was punished accordingly. One group intended to live at the top of the tower, and they were dispersed around the world. Another intended the tower for waging war against people, and they became apes, ruchos, shadim, and lilin. And the third group intended the tower for Avodah Zorah, and because Baruch Hu confused their languages so they could not understand each other. So the Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion to help a guest at a local inn who was horrified to find that his legs had been cut off while lying in a mita stone, which reminds that the Anshei Sodom also do not get a chelek in Olam Haba. We learn why they were against people coming through their city, their corrupt justice system, and how they had a bed for guests, and the guest's legs would be either cut off or stretched to fit him to the bed. So once again, the Gamzu Atoba Hatzala member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion to help a guest at a local inn who was horrified to find that his legs had been cut off while lying in a mita stone. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach chazara. Daf Kuf Hei. So the simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack, that must be on Daf. Kufhei, hacker. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, which reminds us, the Gemara infers that only the wicked Bilam will not come to Olam Haba, but other Goyim who are not wicked will come to Olam Haba, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yezer disagrees. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew who left the Kodesh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, which reminds us, a Tana taught in the name of Rav Shimon Elazar, Ava Mivatel Shur Shel Gedula, love voids the standards of dignified conduct, as seen from Avram's actions, as the Pasuk says, V'yashkem Avram Baboker, and Avram arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, indicating that Avram, out of his great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saddled his donkey himself, which would normally be beneath his dignity. Sina hatred does the same, as seen by Bilam, who woke up early in the morning to saddle his donkey, to curse Klal Yisrael. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew who loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, to teach others a great hack that even if one learns Torah and does mitzvahs lo lishma, he'll come to do them lishma, which reminds us, Rav says, "Lom yasak adam b'torah b'mitzvah afilu shelo lishma." A person should always involve himself in learning Torah and performing mitzvos, even if it's not for its own sake, but with ulterior motives. Shemitok shelo lishma ba lishma, because from doing so not for its own sake, he'll later come to do so for its own sake. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simur Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker, walking a fine line, a fine cove. So here goes. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope. Tightrope? That must be more in Daf Kuf Vav. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Bilam's advice in the incident of Benos Moav. He told them that the Jews' God is Sonei Zima, he hates immorality, and the Jews desire linen clothing. They set up tents, selling linen garments with an older harlot outside and a younger one inside, and the younger one offered a lower price. Eventually, they were ensnared to sin with idolatry and immorality with them. Bilam was eventually killed during a war with Midian where he had gone to collect payment for his services. He was killed with all four Mises Basten. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hora, which reminds Gemara describes how Kodesh Baruch Hu rebuked Doeg. He said, when you reach the sections of murderers and those who speak Lashon Hora, Ma Tadorish Bahem, what will you expound about them since you're guilty of both? That pasuk continues, and bear my covenant on your mouth, teaching that Doeg's Torah study was only Safa Lochutz, from the lips outward, but he didn't internalize its teachings. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hora, while two others were asking questions about a tower floating in the air when Rachmana Liba, boy, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that Doeg and Achitovel asked 400 questions about Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, a tower which floats in the air, and not one was resolved. Rava said, Rabus Limiba, boy, is it greatness to merely ask profound questions of Torah without personal righteousness? El Kodesh Baruch Hu Liba, boy. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart, meaning his piety, more than a scholarship. As the Pasuk says, Vashem Yireh Lelevav, Hashem sees into the heart. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Simur Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous. Couscous? That must be more on Daf Kuf Zayin. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that David HaMelech wanted to be tested like the Avos so he could be included in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and then tells how he stumbled with Bathsheba. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates in the mention of his name, which reminds us, Gemara relates how David HaMelech was forgiven for his sin in stages, but was completely forgiven as evidenced by Shlomo HaMelech only being able to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash by the mention of David's name. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that didn't belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, achote umachnias harabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ema speak miyado asos tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, "Lom te'et smol doch v'yamin makareves." Always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, shedachav hole Gehazi b'shtei yadayim, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands because of the incident with Naaman, who Elisha cured from tzaras. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpockets, pickpockets. That must be on Daf Kuf Ches. Kach, take. The pickpockets flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous groups of people who have no share in Olam Haba and begins, Dor HaMabu Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. The generation of the flood have no share in Olam Haba, Vein Omdim Bedin, nor will they stand in judgment. Rav Yochanan says, Borei Kama Gadol Kocha Shel Chamas, come and see how great is the power, meaning the impact of robbery. For although the Dor HaMabu transgressed everything, the decree of their judgment was not sealed upon them until they reached their hand in stealing. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a Teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav. Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Rabbi Yochanan says, bedorosav lo bedoros acherim. In his generation he was considered perfectly righteous, but in other generations he would not have been considered perfectly righteous. Reish Lakish says, bedorosav kol shekem bedoros acherim. He was even righteous in his wicked generation, and certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, gently releasing a dove into the sky after the raven stubbornly refused to leave. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Oreb's winning argument on why it as a tummy animal should not be sent out, and what the Yonah expressed by bringing back the plucked olive leaf. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step do you learn that mitoch shaloshma? Balashma, that's on daf. Kufhe. Good. Number two. Which of the one that Micha was not excluded from Olam Haba because he always provided food for travelers? That's on daf. Kufgimel. Good. Number three. Which of the one about Nachum Ish Gamzu and the miraculous dirt? That's on daf. Kuftes. Good. Number four. Which of the one that Avaz Mevatel is Shur Shal Gedula, that love voids the standards of dignified conduct as seen by Avram saddling his donkey? That's on daf. Kufhei. Good. Number five. Which of the one about Akush Baruch's Tochacha to Doeg, that he learns Torah but speaks Lashon Hara? That's on daf. Kufvav. Good. Number six. Which of the one that the Anshei Stone do not get a chelak in Olam Haba, and we learned about the Mitas Stone? That's on daf. Kuftas. Good. Number seven. Which of the one that the judgment against the Dor HaMabul was sealed on stealing? That's on daf. Kufches. Good. Number eight. Which of the one about the Dor HaFlag and how there were three different groups with three different reasons to build the tower? That's on daf. Kuftas. Good. Number nine. Which of the one about the bracha that David HaMelech gave Shlomo that he shouldn't have sons or talmidim who burn their dishes, meaning behave destructively? That's on daf. Kufgimel. Good. And number 10, which daf do we make on the meaning of Noach being a tzaddik in his generation? That's on daf. Kufches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Golder from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.